Hey everyone, this is Ernie with a Spark of Hope Daily Devotionals. Today I want to talk with you about loving your enemies. Jesus says in Matthew 5, verses 43 through 45, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." Now I know this is something that is not always easy for us to do, but as believers, we're called to love everyone, just as God loves everyone. There was a point in time where we didn't have Christ, and we weren't the greatest people either. So God's calling us to pray for all people, just as he hopes for everyone to accept Jesus and to come to him and step into a relationship with him. We have to be praying for everybody, for the people who love us and the people who don't love us. That's the only way for us to truly pray that everyone can be saved, is if we pray for those who don't particularly love us. We can't just love the people who love us. We have to be just like our Father. We have to be just like God. And as it says, he lets the sun shine on the just and the unjust. So he shows no favoritism. He shows a love that is for everybody. So we're called to love everybody, pray for everybody, because it is our hope, just as God hopes, that everyone would be saved. And how else can we show the love of Christ if we're only loving the people that love us? But if we're loving people that we don't even know, or we're being friendly to people that we don't know, then we can truly demonstrate the love of Christ. So I pray today, let's go that extra mile. Let's pray for those who maybe particularly don't like us, or let's pray for those who are against us, praying for their salvation, praying that they get saved, praying that they accept Jesus, and just praying blessings over everyone as God wants to bless each and every one of us. So have a great rest of your day in Jesus' name.